This is Wander Through, a DCU's Batman Animated Universe fanfic, written by Synth and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated G and contains the pairing Pamela Isley, Harleen Quinzel, with additional tags for winter, cuddling, and snuggling. Summary. Sometimes Ivy gets cold. Ivy gets really cold whenever it starts to snow in Gotham. There's something about her augmented genetics that leaves her extremities susceptible to the slush-like frost that clings to the window panes and tints her fingers and toes a pale shade of brown that looks absolutely horrible against the healthy green of her skin everywhere else. Harley's no idiot, though, and the cheerful blonde picks up on her reluctant roommate's sudden shift in moods the moment that the weather report announces the season's first snowfall. She's going to do something about it. Something to make Ivy warm up to her a bit more. Hey, Red, Harley calls out once she has things set up in her room. Are you busy? I have something for you. She tries to keep the excitement out of her voice because it's supposed to be a surprise and she's supposed to be better at keeping things a secret. When Ivy doesn't answer fast enough, Harley glances around the living room one last time to make certain that everything is in place before she heads for the door that leads to her friend's room. Harley knocks twice, using sharp raps of her small hand to get her friend's attention. Even she knows the importance of announcing herself before attempting to enter Ivy's inner sanctum. When she turns the doorknob, it goes smoothly, and the next minute, Ivy's bedroom door swings open on silent hinges, and the inside of that makeshift greenhouse is revealed. Ivy's room is as dark as always, but this time there's a little bit of light from the living room streaming in to illuminate it. Harley takes a few steps forward, staring down at the floor to make sure that she isn't trampling any of the vines that stretch across the floor. Are you awake, Red? She can smell that hothouse scent of dirt and fresh plant life that hangs like a perfume over Ivy's pale green skin, along with the manufactured pheromones, and it's probably not supposed to be comforting. The scent that has enabled Ivy to kill dozens of men. But Harley only smiles and moves farther into the master bedroom. For her, Ivy's scent is synonymous with comfort and safety. And she'd do anything to keep her best friend in the world happy. What do you want now, Harley? Ivy drawls, sitting up from her nest of plants and shaking her hair out of her face so that she can direct a weary glance at her roommate. Can't you see that I'm trying to sleep here? The look on Ivy's face does nothing to dissuade Harley, and the blonde quickly makes her way over to the plant-covered mattress. She perches on the end, just out of reach of some of the plants that perk up and twitch toward her with their interest. It's really cold outside, Red, and Ivy cuts her off.
I know.
Then why don't you come out into the living room with me? Harley asks as she bounces lightly on the side of the bed. I have blankets and hot cocoa and some of those movies that you like. She smiles sweetly at Ivy, and then reaches out to touch the older woman's leg where the pattern of leaves on her calf has started to turn brown. I don't want you to get sick, Red.
I don't get sick, Harley.
The lie is obvious and comes out more like a growl than anything else, but there's a soft emotion in Ivy's eyes that makes Harley beam an inch closer on the mattress until she's almost sitting on a vine. She reaches for one of Ivy's hands and just holds it. So you'll come outside and cuddle with me. Ivy smiles and squeezes her friend's hand once.
Maybe. What movies did you get?
Now that Harley can tell that Ivy is close to giving in, she can't stop smiling widely as she answers.
Velma and Louie, finally.
And I know how much you like musicals, so I picked up a copy of Avenue Z. She affects her most earnest and innocent smile and bats her eyes at Ivy as the older woman worries at her bottom lip. Come on, Ivy, it'll be fun. And Ivy doesn't stand a chance at resistance. The end.